You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
ગુજરાતી પિતા અને દક્ષિણ ભારતીય માતાની દીકરી શિરીન મોરિસ છે. આવી રહેલ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાની કેન્દ્રીય ચૂંટણીમાં વિક્ટોરિયાની ડિકિન બેઠકના લેબર ઉમેદવાર પહેલીવાર ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાની ચૂંટણી લડી રહ્યા છે. ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયામાં જ્યાં ભારતીય સમુદાયની સંખ્યા વધી રહી છે ત્યાં રાજકારણમાં રસ લેનાર અને તેમાં સક્રિય ભાગ લેનાર ભારતીય મૂળના ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયનો હજી સંખ્યામાં ઘણા ઓછા છે અને તેમાંય ગુજરાતી મૂળના લોકો તો તેથીય ઓછા. આવો આજે વાત કરીએ શિરીન મોરિસ સાથે. તેમણે રાજકારણમાં શા માટે ઝંપલાવ્યું, માઇગ્રન્ટ સમુદાયના કયા પ્રશ્નો તેમને મન મહત્વના છે.
આપ છો SBS રેડિયો ગુજરાતીની સાથે.
શિરીન મોરિસ, વેલકમ ટુ SBS ગુજરાતી.
હાય નીતા, લવલી ટુ બી વિથ યુ.
શિરીન પોતે ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયામાં જન્મીને ઉછર્યા છે, હિન્દી કે ગુજરાતી બોલી શકતા નથી, તેથી અંગ્રેજીમાં વાત કરી રહ્યા છે.
I think one of my regrets is that I don't speak better Hindi or Gujarati, you know.
Right.
It was actually my first language, Hindi. Fijian Hindi was my first language before I started going to kinder. But over the years, it's become so rusty. And I think it's fantastic that Labor will support community language schools so that our migrant communities can keep and transmit our traditional cultures and languages.
લેબર પક્ષની અમુક માઇગ્રન્ટ્સ માટેની નીતિઓનો ઉલ્લેખ કરતા તેઓ જણાવે છે કે લેબર પક્ષ વિવિધ ભાષાઓને જાળવી રાખવા માટે ફંડ ફાળવી રહ્યા છે, તે વાત તેમને લેબર પક્ષ તરફ આકર્ષે છે. તે ઉપરાંત પોતાના કુટુંબનો પરિચય આપતા તેમણે જણાવ્યું, ઓછી આવકવાળા પરિવારોમાંથી તેમના માતા પિતા ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા આવ્યા જ્યારે તેમને અહીંની યુનિવર્સિટીઝમાં ભણવાની સ્કોલરશીપ મળી હતી અને તેને લીધે આજે તેઓ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાની કેન્દ્રીય ચૂંટણીમાં ઉમેદવાર છે. આવી તક અન્ય લોકોને પણ મળે, વિવિધ દેશથી આવતા નવા માઇગ્રન્ટ્સને મળે, તે માટે તેઓ રાજકારણમાં જોડાઈ રહ્યા છે. કુટુંબનો પરિચય અને ગુજરાત સાથેનું તેમનું કનેક્શન જણાવતા તેઓ કહે છે,
સો માય ડેડ ઇઝ ગુજરાતી એન્ડ હી માઇગ્રેટેડ ટુ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા ઇન ધ 1970s એન્ડ માય મમ ઇઝ એક્ચ્યુઅલી Fijian Indian of South Indian origin, but her family's been in Fiji for many generations. So Dad told me lots of stories about growing up in Nawsari and
so he's from Nawsari, yeah.
That's right, and his family speak Gujarati, and so it was interesting mix of cultures when I grew up. But I was actually born in Melbourne. But my mum and dad, they both came from relatively poor backgrounds. Mum grew up on a sugarcane farm in Fiji, and they both got scholarships to come here and study medicine at Monash. So for me, that's one of the things that inspires me, is the understanding that everyone deserves equal opportunities, you know? And if they hadn't been given that initial opportunity to hone and develop their talents, then I never would have been born in this fantastic country, Australia. And they went on to become GPs. They ran Park Orchards Medical Centre, which is right near here in Deakin, for many, many years. So the other thing I'm really passionate about is healthcare for the community.
You're the Labor candidate for Deakin. In the last few years, as the Indian population in Australia is growing, we see steady growth in number of Indian origin candidates in Australian politics. What motivated you to join politics?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. So I grew up in North Ringwood, which is in the electorate of Deakin, and I spent most of my life there, and I live in Nunawading now. But I suppose, look, I spent the last 8 years working as a constitutional lawyer on Indigenous recognition policy with the Aboriginal leader, Noel Pearson, and I've got a PhD in constitutional law. I think one of the things that inspired me to put my hand up and try to stand to get into Parliament was frustration with lack of progress from the Liberal government on a variety of areas. And obviously one of those was the area I was working in, Indigenous constitutional recognition, but also lots of other areas like climate change, education policy, health policy. But for me, the moment came when former Liberal Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull rejected the Uluru Statement from the Heart in 2017. This was something I'd worked on very passionately for many years, and when he rejected that, I really felt, right, it seems like I should now try to get into Parliament, because these are the people that have the power to make these important decisions that shape the nation. And perhaps I can make a positive difference from inside on that area and so many other areas as well.
વ્યવસાયે વકીલ શિરીન મોરિસે ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાના સંવિધાનને લગતા કાયદાઓ પર પીએચડી કર્યું છે. આ દેશના મૂળ નિવાસીઓ એબોરિજિનલ અને ઇન્ડિજિનસ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયન્સને ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાના સંવિધાનમાં સ્થાન અપાવવા તેમણે સક્રિય કાર્ય કર્યું છે. માઇગ્રન્ટ સમુદાયના પ્રશ્નો વિશે જ્યારે વાત કરી ત્યારે શિરીને ખાસ પેરેન્ટ વિઝાનો ઉલ્લેખ કર્યો.
વોટ આર સમ ઓફ ધીઝ election issues or issues that affect migrant communities that you plan to pursue should you win this election?
Well, one policy that I think is absolutely fantastic is that the Labor Party is proposing a more generous and more fair and cheaper parent visa policy. So basically, the Liberal government really didn't deliver what it promised in terms of the parent visa that they've put into place. It's much more expensive than they said. It's got a cap and it forces families to choose which set of parents they want to bring over, which you can imagine if you've got children and you want them to meet your grandparents, how can you choose, you know, which ones should come? So I think it's fantastic. Labor have proposed to alter the parent visa so that it's one quarter of the price than what the Liberals are proposing. So, you know, $1,250 for a three-year visa instead of $5,000, $2,500 for a five-year visa instead of $10,000. We will remove the cap and we won't make people choose which set of parents they can bring. The other policy that I think is really fantastic is our support for community language programs in schools. So we've committed $8 million if Labor wins the next election. So, you know, yes, of course, migrants should learn English, but it's equally important that we learn and keep and transmit our mother tongues to future generations.
શૈક્ષણિક ક્ષેત્રે ભારત અને ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા વચ્ચે સંબંધો ખૂબ મહત્વના છે અને તેને આગળ વિકસાવવા જોઈએ તેમ શિરીનનું માનવું છે.
Well, I think we have to support international education. Absolutely. It's such an important contributor to the Australian economy. And it adds to our diversity so much. And look, so I will be a big supporter of developing those industries. And also, I mean, I was a delegate at the Australia-India Youth Dialogue a few months ago. So, and that's all about building the relationship with India, which is something I'm really, really passionate about. But, you know, more generally, one of the main reasons I want to stand for Parliament is that I've been really worried about some of the dog whistling and divisive rhetoric that we are increasingly starting to hear from our national politicians. You know, I'm incredibly disturbed that the Liberal government has done a preference deal with the United Australia Party, with Clive Palmer. And I'm very disturbed that the Nationals have done a deal with a One Nation. I've also been worried about some of the rhetoric from Peter Dutton and, you know, African gangs or Muslims or whatever. And I think that kind of rhetoric is unbecoming. My approach is whether you're Muslim, African, Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever, we are all Australians at the end of the day. We all come here to work hard and find a better life for our children. And I would like to see the political culture in Australia get rid of that kind of negative, divisive rhetoric altogether. So one of the things that I will be pushing will be to celebrate Australia's multiculturalism and all the richness and diversity that brings.
A lot of Indian origin kids born and brought up in Australia but still shying away from Australian politics. What's your message to them?
My message is, we need our political representatives to reflect the diversity of Australian society. We need women and we need more people from diverse backgrounds, because when we bring together intelligent people who've had different cultural and life experiences, then our decisions will be better. And I would love to see more diversity in Parliament.
આ હતા ડીકિન બેઠકના લેબર ઉમેદવાર શિરીન મોરિસ. શિરીન, થેન્ક યુ ફોર યોર ટાઈમ ટુડે.
થેન્ક્સ નીતલ.
આપણો સમાજ, આપણી વાતો, SBS ગુજરાતી.
sbs.com.au